And if you are among the City of Joburg residents who are really financially overburdened and struggling to pay off those accumulated debts to the city, there is some good news in the pipeline. Now, if you fall into the qualifying group, the City Council says you can get up to half your debt written off, but that's if you come forward. Let's get the details from Finance MMC at the City, Funzelen Ngobeni. MMC, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. How does the scheme work?
No, thank you very much, and good afternoon, Joanne, and the listeners. So, council approved the criteria yesterday, like you say, we're asking customers to come forward. And part of the criteria is that the account holder must have obviously in area must be in areas for more than 90 days, and the account holder must also have a gross income of between 4,750 rand. And 22,000 per month combined if you've got a spouse. And the other one is that, the property or the market value of your property must not exceed 600,000. So those are the basic criteria that were approved by council yesterday. And over and above, obviously, people will have to bring their proof of payment, which is now the the bank account as well, so that they can be able to be scrutinized and they can be able to sign an agreement with the city.
All right. So I just want to go back just for the purpose of reiterating what you've said already. Just give me those amounts again that they would have to be earning in order to qualify.
Yeah, so the combined gross income for the account holder must be between 4,750 rand and 22,000 rand per month. That would be now a gross income for that household. The market value of your property must not exceed 600,000. And this is the first approach, that we are taking on rehabilitation, Joanne. We do understand that this might not cover all the categories of customers, but we have to start somewhere. And we believe that as council of the City of Johannesburg, that this is the beginning and more is still to come.
All right. So if these individuals have listened to your criteria and they would like to contact you to qualify for this, how do they go about doing that, MMC?
So what will happen, because we want this message to get as far and wide as possible, in the month of August, we'll be going on a roadshow across the city, engaging with residents, engaging with civil society, with councillors in wards, and making them aware of what is required for them to participate in this program. And once that has been done, from the beginning of September, we'll start taking their applications. And we hope that more of them will come before the end of that month so that we can be able to get them into the system. So we'll be engaging with them. We'll be sending communication through your radio station, through local radio station and newspapers, really encouraging them to come forward.
I mean, you'll be writing a fair amount of debt off. Can you actually afford to do that?
Joanne, it's not something that any municipality wants to do. But it's the economic challenges at the moment that we have in the country really has put municipalities in a corner. If you look at our debtors book as a City of Johannesburg, it's now sitting at around 22.5 billion.
Wow.
And it's a lot of money which currently the city is not getting. So some of these customers that we are encouraging to come forward are those that you find that maybe the city has tried to do credit management on them, but we can't find them, we can't trace them. Now they will come forward and they will start paying. That
All
will
right.
assist us in terms of the liquidity, it will assist us in terms of the revenue that we desperately need as a city.
So a lot of people you're trying to get hold of are untraceable at the moment, and offering this this debt relief or partial debt relief would allow you to actually be able to get those people onto an official database.
Absolutely. That to us will be a win because, like I said, we continue to do our credit management. We continue to send people SMSs. We continue to send people pre-term notices. In other cases, we even engage the attorneys who do the collection on our behalf. But you will find that the debtor's book keeps on growing. And we're still not receiving revenue from those customers. So with this approach, we believe people will come forward voluntarily. They will come and engage the city. We will be able to bring them back into the system. But most importantly, they will start paying again on monthly basis, because some of them will give them what you call a prepaid meter, so that they can be able to manage now their consumption going forward. And the condition to this right of Joanne will be that they must continue to do that on daily basis, because we'll be monitoring them. If they want to get 100% right off, it means that they must continue allowing us to come in and look at their meters. They must continue allowing us to come and see that they are not tampering with them, and they must be able to pay their monthly consumption then on monthly basis. Then they will be able to qualify later on for 100% write-off.
So that's something that that I didn't pick up initially. I mean, I thought we were speaking exclusively of a 50% debt write-off here, MMC. But you're saying that after a certain period of time, there could be 100% debt write-off. What would it take for a particular customer to qualify for that?
It's on two phases. The first phase is the one that we have discussed of the 50%. But after we have given you that 50%, we are doing, obviously, administrative monitoring on you. We are checking that you are consuming and paying on monthly basis, meaning that if we have given you a prepaid meter, that prepaid meter is not breached, is not tampered with, and then that means you are continuing to vending and for the services that you are enjoying from the city. But also, we need to make sure that you keep paying your other rates, your property rates. You keep paying the services that you receive from PTTAP. So that will also help you to qualify for 100% title, because this will continue on a three-year term, where we'll be able, the last 50% will give it to you on a three-year period.
All right. Thank you very much for that, MMC. Don't be surprised if we do give you a call later in the show should we get any questions from our listeners. Funzela Ngobeni is the MMC of Finance at the City of Joburg. Let me just remind you of those categories into which you would have to fall in order to qualify for this initial 50% debt write-off. First of all, your combined gross income, in other words, you, your partner, you know, whoever you are in a living arrangement with, should be earning between 4,750 and 22,000 rand a month. That is your gross income. So it's before you're taxed. The market value of your house must also be lower than 600,000 rand. And you know, the City of Joburg, I wouldn't say they've gone around, but they have reevaluated all of our homes, and we are paying rates based on their evaluations. And I know some of you have been querying those, but that amount of 600,000 is quite important. So those are the two qualifying criteria at the moment. And he has gone on to say, the MMC has gone on to say, that if in the long run you were able to get further parts of the agreement in place, like a prepaid meter and so forth, there is the possibility that you will qualify to have your debt written off completely. So there'd be a 100% write-off in that case. What you would have to do is go through to a City of Joburg office and put yourself forward to actually qualify.